This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Boy, I barely made it in. I just seconds ago got behind the microphone because of this horrible, awful blizzard. I'm joking. There was no blizzard. I think that was called winter. I don't know. It did blow a little bit. I did have to shovel a little this morning. But I think that's winter. I don't know. So I don't think this was what it was supposed to be. A lot of kids right now don't care because they're 2 hours late school. All right! Yeah! Going to school late, but it doesn't seem that bad. Am I wrong? Am I being cynical?
Well, if you're new to the region, then welcome to the party. But we're born and raised and from here. This is just another day.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday.
We're still waiting for the other shoe to drop here. So far,
Oh, and I would, you know, always want them to err on the side of caution and tell us if it could be bad. I think what happened actually in the valley. Yesterday, it got sunny for a couple hours, a beautiful day, but it melted some of the snow, so you had that cap kind of on the snow, you know, the ice, so there wasn't as fluffy a snow as, you know, projected. I don't know. I'm not the National Weather Service. I just play them on TV. Hi there, or radio. This is Scott Hammond, and that guy laughing right there is Todd Mitchell, and Kevin's pushing a few buttons, and Daniel's pushing a few buttons, and we're good to go today on the program. We call What's on Your Mind. Senator John Hoeven will be here bottom of next hour so we can find out about the votes in the Senate today and whether or not there will be a deal. Gosh almighty. I don't care if you owned a popcorn stand, you know, and a lemonade stand, and you just, you know, had a partner that you didn't agree with and you were trying to find some common ground. I mean, you'd have the skills to figure this out, wouldn't you? But it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. What is going on in Washington, D.C.? And the latest is, of course, the flap over the State of the Union. Because Nancy Pelosi initially invited President Trump, which I guess is just a typical protocol and process, invites you to give a State of the Union. Then disinvited him. Then he said, I'm coming anyway. And she said, no, you're not. And he said, okay, I'll do a State of the Union that day, but I'll do it somewhere else. And now he says, we'll do a State of the Union when the government reopens. And the media is having a field day saying, he caved! He caved! He caved! Now, I know this. This audience is relentless about holding people accountable to what they promised. And many of you, percentage-wise, would be considered supporters of what Donald Trump has stood for. I mean, after all, this is the most listened to show in North Dakota. And North Dakota is the second highest Trump state. So that's just simple math. A lot of Trump supporters in this audience. So I ask you, did he cave? To me, I don't care about the State of the Union. I mean, I want him to do the State of the Union. I actually want him to do it in the House chamber because I think when it's there, the media covers it. You know, it's an event. And I think if he goes out and does a rally, that ends up being just a rally, and, you know, they'll mock it and saying, you know, he's, you know. So I think this is like a chess move by Trump, where Trump is a few chess moves ahead of everybody else, because what he's saying in his head is, okay, number one, this is a concession to them. I gave a little. Fine. We'll not do a State of the Union until the government reopens, as you requested. But when we get a deal, and I get the funding for the wall, then we schedule a State of the Union, and now we have everybody recognizing a deal was done, and it becomes a bigger deal. So I think he's being – but even if he's not, even if that – we don't know if that's going to happen or whether it'll happen, to me, who cares?
You want to fund the wall? Have a State of the Union at Madison Square Garden. Sell tickets for X number of $1,000, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think he'd raise I don't think he'd raise the $5 billion.
No,
unless they were really expensive.
But imagine how much could be raised.
Although if you did it like a pay-per-view, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, where you do it like a WWF deal or something. Yeah. And I mean, don't make a WWF, but I'm saying like they do with boxing.
You mean WWE? Because you know WWE, how's that?
Yeah, I can't keep track. I just don't. It's just,
That's that group, but yeah.
Right.
We know what you meant.
So anyway, yeah, whatever. I do think there's enough support for it that people would do this. But I'm kind of curious if you think he caved. Did he cave? Are you disappointed in him? Or is this a nothing burger? By the way, we're also going to share you some more Savannah Guthrie. We just know you didn't get enough yesterday from Savannah Guthrie, NBC News, The Today Show. So yesterday, you remember, we played the interview and broke it down, did a little analysis on it, of this Nicholas Sandman. He's the young man in the eye of the storm from Covington Catholic School in Kentucky. And he was interviewed yesterday, full of bias, from Savannah Guthrie, of course. And I don't know if you remember, but leading up to that interview, they were saying, well, you know, we did interview Mr. Phillips 3 times, so maybe we should do this guy. Yeah, that'd make good sense. Yeah, that's good. 3-1, that's fair, yeah. So guess what they did today? What do you think they did today, Todd? Who did they interview today?
Oh, gee, I wonder.
Yes,
his name Nathan.
His name is Nathan.
Start with an N.
Nathan, yeah. He was a Vietnam veteran until he stopped lying about it. Now he's not a Vietnam veteran anymore.
Vietnam-era veteran.
Yeah, whatever. And she asked him about that and lets him sort of slip away.
Well, you and I were alive during Vietnam. I guess we're Vietnam-era veterans then.
Oh. Here's the thing. I mean no ill will to this guy, but he's clearly part of this enterprise. There's evidently some video now that's brewing where they're collaborating. The radical... what was the name of them again? Israelites group? Hebrew Israelites that were shouting things like, oh, you incest babies to the kids. Oh, thank you. That's so benevolent of you. Isn't that nice? And they were collaborating and coming up with this. Tell you what, folks, just like at No Dapple, this is an enterprise. This is a game. They are raising money with this. They had a GoFundMe account for Nathan Phillips within moments of this. They want to capture controversy, a victim video, and then use it to fundraise. Evidently, Chase Iron Eye's bank account's getting low. He's been flying around the country too much, so it's time for him to now get some money raised through these people, do it just like they did at No Dapple. They are fraudulent. They are 100% fraudulent. They're a joke, and somebody has to say it. Just like at Dapple, they were lawless thugs. That's what they were, lawless thugs, polluters. Now, are there good Native American people who have been wronged, who have a bad situation? Absolutely. In my mind, they're the biggest victims of these fraudulent hucksters that are pulling this stuff. Because they're the front people. They don't care about anybody in the Native American community. They care about their own pocketbook. It's ridiculous. So we'll share some of that interview today, too. And Jim the Flagpole guy is back, too. So all that coming up in the program. I have to tell you about a friend of mine that we lost this week to cancer. How often does that happen? Often
too
do we
often. Way too often.
Hear about somebody in our
city. Yeah, I lost a fiance to cancer, so I know.
6.5 years. 6.5 years my friend battled the cancer. And I'll never forget the first time I walked into the hospital room after he was diagnosed and what he said. So we're going to share a little bit of that story today, too. All right, let's find out what you think about whether or not Donald Trump caved or the government shut down or anything else on your mind. We can talk a little bit about the visits we had this week from the Walton family and Teddy Roosevelt, what was it, the fifth that was here, family members of Teddy Roosevelt as well, and their desire to see North Dakota host a presidential library and all of the good things that would come with that. We're in town this week talking to a number of folks, so want to update what you're thinking about that. Let me know. Anything on your mind? You can let us have it. Here's how you do it. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Text Todd 226-8503 or me at 367-2054. Craig and Moorhead, you're first. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, Chris is all wet. I'll give him that. It's called choosing your battles. What we have to understand, all of us, that we're dealing with what Rush Limbaugh used to call low information voters. I know a lot of them. they are being persuaded by this leftist media, and you have the Democrats still think that their party is the party of their granddads, the average rank and file Democrat. It's being hijacked by the Cortezes that is an absolute socialist, and our job is to make sure we get to these people. They still think it's the Democratic Party of the 60s. It's not. And it's going to be too late here in another 4 to 10 years. It'll be all too late that they will have won. There'll be so few that aren't low-information voters that will never have a chance to take this country back.
Well, I don't want to give up that easy. I think you know we need to plow head-on into this and make sure people have the facts. I mean, and expose the media. I think that's what Donald Trump has done us a service by taking on fake news. I mean, look at how... I mean, fraudulent is the only word I can, you know, come to mind. It's deceitful in how they cover these stories. Their biases inform everything in their coverage. And that's part of the reason why someone that's a low-information voter doesn't get the information they need.
Matt the Pizza Guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've tag-teamed with Outdoor Bound TV host Kurt Walbeck to give away an unforgettable trip for two with you. Right, Kurt?
That's right, Matt. One lucky winner will get the opportunity to fish with the Outdoor Bound TV crew on famous Devil's Lake next winter. All the fishing equipment and accommodations are provided. You just show up ready to fish. But there's only one way that you can win.
And that's by visiting PizzaCornerPizza.com. Must be age 18 to register.
Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brothers had it all figured out why this Covington High School student is getting so much grief. Why he's the bad guy, according to the media. You know that?
Really?
No. They did. What was the reason, Todd?
He's a Catholic.
Yeah. Remember that from the Blues Brothers? Right. Yeah.
He's a Catholic.
Yeah,
right. That's the straw that breaks the camel's back. All the other stuff was like, well, you know, who cares? Oh, but he's a Catholic.
Well,
I think that's got more syllables on Catholic on that version than any other. Cause it's usually Catholic. It's usually two syllables. He's a Catholic.
Look at this, folks. Our own Senator Kevin Cramer on with Fox News at this very hour about the votes. Let's pick this up.
We just heard that.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of it as well. I wouldn't be surprised if some other Democrats thought the same way. I mean, we have two Democrats from Maryland, two from Virginia, the largest population of federal workers in the country. They shouldn't be voting against reopening the government, and that includes the Republican proposal, which is, by the way, the one of the two that could actually get signed into law, and that should not be forgotten. These votes are not simply symbolic. There's one of these bills that the president would actually sign and would end this shutdown.
Now, one more question on this. And we've had a lot of people trying to get in to the, I guess, the mentality of Nancy Pelosi and why she's taking the position she has.
Sure.
Republicans believe that she's like hanging on just by a thread right here to her position as Speaker of the House. Josh Holmes used to work for Mitch McConnell. He was here last hour. I don't know if you remember him, but this is his characterization as to why she won't do a deal.
I think it's the driving factor here, Bill. I think it's the reason why she can't make a deal. She's not incapable of doing it, but she might be incapable politically of doing it. Surely they have a legislative agenda that they'd like to trade in exchange for a wall, and yet here we are 4 weeks in, and they got nothing.
So just a quick comment on that. Do you agree with that? Is that the buzz on Capitol Hill?
Well, let's remember that becoming the speaker was no easy matter for her because she had to satisfy this very radical left freshman wing of her caucus. That wing hasn't gone away. We're very familiar with it in the Republican conference. I was in the House for 6 years where, you know, 20, 30 members can make sure you aren't a majority and that you aren't the speaker. I believed all along that much of what Senate Democrats are doing is protecting her speakership and that when we can get to a more, you know, where she's got a more secure footing on that, that we could move forward. But she's running out of time, and I think they are running out of patience.
Meanwhile, Senator, you've been having some pretty strong thoughts on what we saw happen in Washington, D.C. several days ago at this point now. But the country's had a chance to digest and watch that confrontation that we're looking at now. Those Covington kids had to have school canceled, many of them talking about the threats that they have received. Here's Rob Sanders, a prosecutor, on the threats to those kids and legal action. Watch.
The most common one, I think, that might apply in this situation is terroristic threatening second degree. That's any time that someone threatens death or violence against a educational institution in Kentucky or any student in the educational institution in connection with the school function.
So this is, they're investigating this, but what were your thoughts on all of that?
Well, my thoughts on all of it is that it's a tragedy when that we're even at this point, and that our, what once used to be called mainstream media, I don't think that's even fair anymore, rushed to judgment because they wanted to believe it. It's like a kid that believes in Santa Claus 2 or 3 years after they're old enough to know better. They believe what they want to believe, and they see what they want to see. The problem I've had since then, and by the way, I hope there's a bank of lawyers that sue everybody, including a bunch of mainstream media for libel, and some movie stars, by the way. It's time that we take action against this. But what bothers me the most is I was watching your show yesterday, as you probably know, I tweeted about it. And now what we're seeing is even some of the media that backed off of their original story, quasi-apologized, are now starting to, you know, reevaluate the incident itself and equate some blame or some moral equivalency and say, well, but if the kids hadn't been wearing MAGA hats, yeah, but however, you know, the chaperone maybe should have gotten them someplace else. And I want to be clear, these students did nothing wrong. Zero. There's no however, there's no but. They were not the guilty party here. They weren't doing the harassing. They weren't the ones that were invading other people's space. They were there doing peaceful, protected expression of speech, by the way, for life. And I just get very concerned when our media even subtly implies that somehow the students were in the wrong for being there. It's like, you know, being blamed for your own murder because you were in the bank when the bank robber pulled a gun out. It's not right, and I think our media needs to reflect.
Should be more of a focus on these Hebrew Israelites. They're grown men, exactly. And they're bigots, and they don't like white people, and they don't like gays, and they don't like African Americans who assimilate with white people. And they've escaped focus throughout this entire ordeal, sir.
Entirely. I watched all hour and 46 minutes. I mean, the vile that those people spew, they don't even deserve to have the Capitol Mall, as far as I'm concerned.
Senator Cramer, thank you for coming on America's Newsroom this morning.
How about that? Yeah. Senator Kevin Cramer on Fox News Channel, right there live. And we actually have a little more of it because we picked it up after it started, and we have it from the beginning now.
We're working on that. We'll have it just a second. He is such a good, calm and voice.
I think you're going to see him a lot more. I mean, for one, when you're a senator, you're more in demand, right? One of 100 versus one of 435. And he isn't afraid of the media, as we know well here. Comes on regularly and takes your questions and everything else. So, and listen to him, Josh, with the Fox News host here at the beginning. Go ahead and roll that.
North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer is a Republican on the Budget Committee. He joins us now.
How you doing, sir? Morning.
I'm great, thank you. It's good to be at work.
Give us something.
Give us something. What happens here?
What happens? Well, I think what happens is we'll have our dueling amendments today, the two bills, the one that's brought by the Republicans and the one that's brought by the Democrats. And that in and of itself, you guys, I think is worthy of notice, because for a long time there has not been this type of a discussion, debate, negotiation, if you will, even if it's two sides in the United States Senate, at least people are talking again. And I agree with what Senator Graham said.
Well, Sandra and I, what we hear from the folks we're interviewing is just it's like a level of frustration that you don't normally come across. And we hear it from everybody. But now we're getting word from some of our producers that Joe Manchin may vote yes on both measures today. What does that tell you? And did you know about that?
Well, I didn't, but I'm not surprised. I think there could be others, of course, that will vote yes on both measures. Both measures do something that a lot of us want to do, and that's reopen the government.
That's where we left off from before. So now you've heard all of it from the beginning. So that's kind of neat. It is. I mean, it's not the first Fox News interview he's done, but I think it's a sign that in the Senate we're going to be seeing more of it. So I think it's great. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Two votes in the Senate today. I do not know what time they're voting, but Senator Hovind will be here at 10:30, so we'll be able to find out more from him about the timing on everything and try and get you that information. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Mineral Tracker. I tell you what, that is one great piece of technology. Using a shoebox doesn't work. This is all about taking control of your minerals. You use Mineral Tracker, the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance and a proprietary and Bakken-specific reservoir model built by the petroleum engineers at Mineral Tracker. So you get mapping and storage features so you can monitor your well locations. Easy to use. It's affordable. There's a one-month free trial as well. Info at MineralTracker.com if you'd like to sign up. Send them an email, info@mineraltracker.com, or just go to mineraltracker.com. Tell them Scott sent you. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy. Good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A verbal back and forth continues after a controversial incident caught on video last Friday near the March for Life in Washington. After the student seen standing face to face with a Native American elder as he drums, claims yesterday he wasn't smirking in Nathan Phillips' face. Phillips says today of Nicholas Sandman's TV appearance yesterday,
coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. Those are the words I came up with.
Phillips and Sandman appearing a day apart on NBC's Today Show. Yesterday, Sandman claimed there that he has total respect for Phillips. Begrudgingly, President Trump says he will respect House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's cancellation of next week's State of the Union address and will deliver his address in the House chambers once the government shutdown is over. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Before the top of the hour, I'm glad to hear Congressman Cramer. Oh, he's not Congressman anymore. Senator Cramer, as forceful on, you know, it's like we live in an alternative universe. When you watch the media and compare it to the facts of this situation at the Lincoln Memorial on Friday, it's unbelievable to me. Journalism is dead. They're activists. They have an agenda. And they're using media tools to drive them. And there's so many people in that soup, they don't know any better. Nobody says, whoa, time out, time out. Why would you ask a high school kid who's done nothing wrong if he's sorry and wants to apologize? And you ask a Native American elder who's a proven liar, who's a professional protester, who a simple Google alert will tell you has done this before, then you say, how you doing? Are you okay? What is that? Now, I would guess, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, probably doing it because he's an elderly Native American man. And certainly I'm in the camp that our elderly deserve our utmost respect. And I don't hold a racist bone in my body. To me, what somebody does, their character, their heart is all that matters. And to me, the cover, the skin, the race, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. But it does to the media. See, they want to say Native American. You've been wrong. So I'm going to lean my bias towards you. That's not journalism. That's not fair, balanced coverage of news stories. And here's the deal, folks. They will cease to exist as soon as enough of you say no more. I'm done. I'm out. And call them out on this. And go to advertisers that support these lies. And tell them. Have to. Absolutely have to. Just burns me. for no other reason, not for the people involved or anything else, just for the, I don't care what it is. You stole my pencil. Oh, let's go to the tape. No, I didn't steal your pencil. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. That's what I'm saying. Just tell me the facts. Wait a half a day. Get the story right. They don't do it. They don't do it. We are brought to you by High Plains Apache on What's on Your Mind. And we're big fans of the Apache sprayers. Mostly because what the growers themselves that use Apache sprayers have told us about them. They say the quality is above and beyond. It's affordable. It's simple. I love that. You know, there's no 72-chapter owner's manual with an Apache sprayer. Simplicity. That's how they're built. Mechanical drive, reduced hydraulic hoses, you know, reduced fittings. So what does that mean? Less maintenance. And that also means they're more dependable. They don't break down. Spraying when you want to spray. Don't worry about custom applicators or breakdown issues. They're built to last. And there's great support behind them, the parts and all the rest. They're a little lighter, too. I love that. Get in the field when your neighbors can't, even when it's a little on the muddy side. So, here's the deal. HighPlainsApache.com. One place to go. Mandan. Not far from Culver's there. Or south on I-29 Fargo, exit 60, their Frontier location. Let's go to the phones. Find out what's on your mind. I still am looking for more answers than whether you think Donald Trump caved. I'm guessing by the fact that a lot of you are not necessarily saying he did. Means he didn't in your view, but I want your take on the media saying he's caved in here. And if you think he has, tell me. Jeff, in where are you at, McCody, Jeff?
Yeah, that's where I'm calling from. I just called Scott because I have to take a little bit of difference with you over something you said this morning during your promo segment with Phil Parker. I think a couple of times during that short segment you made a comment that Savannah Guthrie and people like her are stupid. But I think calling them stupid is kind of discounting the seriousness of what these people are doing. This is not stupidity. This is a carefully calculated, orchestrated attempt by powers on the left to destroy everything this country stands for. And they're being enabled by people like Savannah Guthrie, but that's by no means just by accident that she's stupid. It's because she is being led, along with all of the other people in the mainstream press, whether it's broadcast radio or TV or even in the newspapers, it's all carefully orchestrated. And you can tell that just by watching some of these stories as they come out. This thing with the Covington kids and that Phillips guy, when that happened, you could see it just cascade across the entire news organizations worldwide almost. And you could see the same talking points across every single outlet. And that's somebody.
Yeah, that's calculated. That's not stupid. I agree with you. I'm not big on calling people stupid. I try not to. I don't remember saying that she was stupid. I think I was frustrated with the whole situation and calling, you know, just this, the idea stupid that you report one thing and something else happened. But I take your point. I really do. I think that, you know, don't blow it off by saying, well, they're just dumb. This is calculated. This is part of an agenda. And look, the New York Times, I saw the New York Times headline myself. I think I got a news alert. This blew up. I was in Washington, D.C., okay? I'm touring the Capitol just like these kids are with our students, okay, for the March for Life. And I'm getting text alert after text alert, acting as if the world was ending, telling me that, you know, students were mobbing a Native American elder. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Could they be that dumb? Why would they do that? And then come to find out that wasn't the case. Now, New York Times puts out a headline that says the following. Catholic school students mob Native American elder. Now, was that a stupid headline? It was a stupid headline because it wasn't true. But it they didn't take time to find out what really happened. And you know what? They didn't care. It was mob mentality, pack journalism, away they go.
Well, yeah, and there's more evidence, too, that this is you know, a planned, organization. You mentioned the March for Life. How much coverage did that get in the press? We didn't see anything on television. We didn't see anything in the newspapers. You have thousands of kids from all over the country going in there to march and demonstrate for the basic human decency of protecting lives. Not a word, not a peep, nothing on the news organization.
I've always said bias and fake news are as much as what's not reported is what is. In other words, they can report like they did about this incident and be wrong, and they were, and they can also not report about one, and that's wrong too. That's fake news, because boy, the next day they're right there acting like the Women's March, where there's 10,000 people in Washington D.C. The thing is a miserable failure. The people are fighting over funding and who's in charge and who started it. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. Not to mention the fact that it stands for, you know, killing innocent babies, and they think that's fun and a neat way to march. My goodness, just the evil inherent in that they march about, it makes it ridiculous. But they're celebrated as heroes in the media, and kids standing up for a law they disagree with in the Supreme Court is ignored. And 600,000 of them. Again, I don't consider myself a victim over that. I don't think you do either, Jeff. But it tells me never to trust those media sources. And that's where I come back to, you know, what NBC did here, what any of them did. They're going to go away as soon as you stop watching. As soon as you stop watching and reacting to their bias, they'll go away. And enough numbers do that, and they will go away. So that's what we need to do. Stop complaining about it. Just ignore it.
Exactly.
Hey, nice talking to you, Jeff. I hope I didn't say stupid two times on with Phil Parker earlier this morning, but I might have. I'll have to listen to it. But I don't honestly enjoy or relish or think it's the best behavior to call someone stupid. You know, I mean, things are stupid, but anyway. Marlon in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
I tell you what, fake news. You know, when President Trump had said that fake news is the enemy of the people. But I mean, people don't really think and, you know, understand it. But exactly, where did fake news come from? And let me take and read a couple of quotes here that, and then you can take and reference yourself. But the greatest lie and the greatest chance that it will be believed. Okay. Make a lie, make it big, make it simple, keep saying it, and everybody will believe it. Here's another one down here. He who owns the youth owns the future. And the next one down here, demonize the enemy within is a surprise terror. And all those quotes, and you can look them up on the computer. If you take a look under quotes of Adolf Hitler, and this is what fake news is. It is telling a lie and telling a lie and telling a lie, and people are believing it.
Great points, Marlon. Great points, and that's what they do. It is something you need to be weary of. I think, unfortunately, somebody earlier called and talked about the low information voter. There's a lot of people who, you know, just, oh, if it's on NBC, it happened. That mob happened. It's in the paper. It happened. This is what we really need to do in our own circles. Just let people know how untrustworthy these news organizations are. Bob in Valley City, you're on.
Yeah, I heard your this morning on your show about when you were talking to Chris Berg about whether Trump caved or not. He most certainly caved. And I'm very disappointed in that, simply because if the Speaker of the House can tell the President of the United States that he can't make a speech from the House floor, and the President says, okay, the Speaker of the House won, the Democrats won, Pelosi won, and Trump's got an egg all over his face, and he should have never done that. And it's disheartening, because the moment Pelosi said, you can't come here, President Trump should have said, I'm coming there and there's nothing you can do about it, so get over it. I'm coming there on the date designated. I'm going to make my speech. If you don't want to show up, the Democrats don't want to show up, that's perfectly fine, but I've given my speech.
All right, Bob, thanks for that. And if others agree with Bob that this was a cave by the president, please let me know. 258-0550. My mom used to say, still rings in my ears, pick your battles. Pick your battles. And, you know, I'm not sure I even knew what she was meaning when she said it, but I think that might be something Donald Trump's mother told him, because I think that's what he's doing here.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Case God, I'm somebody. Yes, they are fraudulent, self-centered thugs. There, I've said that as well.
I'm just wondering why nobody brings up that Congress should have had this budget passed 5 months ago instead of waiting for now.
Interesting comments all. Thank you for that very much. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Great resource for you. Number one, a lot of energy savvy listeners in North Dakota. They know that coal has provided affordable, reliable energy for generations. They know how important it is to baseload energy going forward as well, to have that always there, always reliable, ready to roll. When the wind doesn't blow or any, you know, blizzard comes along, you have more power demands. Hot summer day, whatever it is. That's the stability that comes from that. That's the reliability that comes from that. So very important, no doubt about that. And our friends at the Coalition for Secure Energy Future also provide you all kinds of stats about things that are happening in the way of legislation where you can involve yourself. It's important to talk to the legislators, talk to your elected leaders, let them know exactly how you feel. Very important. And they give you a way right there on the site to give your comments, and then they get them to the member of the legislature, the state you're from, the Congress with elected members, whatever. So it works very, very good. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website, Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Check that out. All right, let's see here. I have a bunch of texts to get to, and more of your calls welcome at 800-228-0550. This is how bad America is today as this country is getting worse. And this is why the Democrats want more drugs legalized to make them unaware. There's got to be a way just to overthrow Chuck and Nancy. Go Trump. I'm glad he's waiting. Okay, glad he's waiting, I assume, for the State of the Union address, which therefore means you don't think he caved. Somebody sent us a meme based on that call earlier that said I inappropriately used stupid to describe some of the players behind the Covington chaos. Evidently, this came from James Carlin, says, think how stupid the average person is and realize half of them are stupider than that. So that's a classic Carlin there is what that is.
The Covington chaos, oh, catchy.
Yeah, that's what that is. It seems like Trump caved, but I also think it's a mistake to doubt the man's bargaining methods. Good point. Very good point. Another texter said, hey, Kevin Cramer's on Fox. Stop everything right now. We did. We got it on. We did it. Another texter, I think the Roosevelt Library is a good idea. It would definitely encourage me to take extra trips out to Medora. Thanks for that. That's one of our questions today because the members of the Roosevelt family that were here for a reception yesterday hosted by Governor Burgum, as well as members of the Walton family, as in Walmart Walton. And there is a lot of corporate support to help the parks. This would be the first of its kind at the entrance to a park. You know, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park is already a huge draw. Now you add a presidential library and a next level, if you will, surrounding Teddy Roosevelt, and you will have an attraction. You will have people come as a result of it. It will be another reason to be here. It does draw people. No doubt about that. The question, I think, is whether it's worthy of a $50 million investment of the taxpayers. And I think, given the fact that it's coming from the Legacy Fund, which was specifically about legacy infrastructure, it fits. And that's what sometimes gets lost in the debate, where people are saying, well, $50 million of taxpayer money. Blah, blah. Well, it's actually... it is taxpayer money in the sense that the taxpayers put the legacy fund in place, but they put the legacy fund in place with some rules. And one of them was legacy projects. Another was infrastructure. So it fits the criteria, but the clicker for me was the fact that $50 million can't be spent out of that fund until $100 million is raised elsewhere. That's what I think makes the most sense. So I'm 100% full-throated behind it. I think a lot of the opposition is people that say $50 million, library, taxpayer dollars, bad idea. Well, library is the wrong term. It is technically a presidential library. That's what they call these, but it's more a museum. It's a destination. It's not a library like you go out and check out books. Very different than that. So, I think better to just say it's part of a transformation of the entrance of Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And if we invest $50 million from a fund designed for these kind of projects, and it in turn secures $100 million of match funding, 2-to-1, wow. Now that's a wow, okay? So just before you render judgment, whatever your judgment is, gather the facts. We're going to have a poll on it one day soon. Texter says, I heard on the Ingram angle last night, New York's legalizing abortion up to the due date. of a baby being born. And it received applause in the legislature as it passed. Seems like news coverage of this has been pretty lacking. Unbelievable that something like that could pass. It is unbelievable that they would applaud. Isn't it? Does that not turn your stomach? Oh, my gosh. All right, little news break here. More text to get, a few more calls. The interview with Savannah Guthrie. We'll talk about a friend lost to cancer. And Senator Hoban. Stay tuned. Nobody knows more about saunas than my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Get some great advice on all the options out there, and you have them all, right, Vince?
We do, and the nice thing about a sauna, there's every size and every shape for every need out there. And even if you live in an apartment building, it's a portable kit. You bring it in, you plug it in, and a sauna forgives your wellness sins. It makes you sweat. It detoxifies. It increases your endorphins, which can boost your immune system. It relaxes you. We talked about the autonomic nervous system. It does so many good things, and there's probably not a better product out there without taking a pill or a shot that will make you better than 30 minutes in a sauna every day.
Even reduces your chance of getting Alzheimer's or dementia, right?
Yeah, the Mayo Clinic, again, is all over this one. I mean, 66% reduction in Alzheimer's and dementia if you sit in a sauna at least four times a week.
What's not to love about that? Hot Spring Spas and PoolTables2.com to find out more. Stop at CM Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, and Minot, too.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.